everybody out to our board meeting. It is August, my mind went blank, the 11th, and it's 6:30. We'll start with introductions on Jay Olson.
Stafford Jensen, Vice Chair.
Wade Eliason, Board Member.
Brian Andrew.
McRae Christiansen.
Matt Palmer.
Christine Oxen. Amanda Olson.
And Stray.
Okay, thank you.
Got one.
Oh.
Come on in. You want to introduce yourself? We just did that.
Todd Beasley with Twin Creek Irrigation Company.
Yeah. I interrupt there, sir. Has the board had an opportunity to look at the minutes? I was not here. I've read through them, but I wasn't here, so I entertain a motion to accept them.
I'll motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Now you got that down. So, okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Nope. Okay, let's move down to our financials.
Does anybody have any questions on the bills we had? No? We didn't have a ton of attorney either, again, a little bit, but not a lot.
No, like I say, we shouldn't have too much. I've spent a little time with him on just that the legal issue with our neighbors that keep... We talked about that and stuff, and you guys all got the memorandum, and we can discuss that in closed session and go from there. So if there isn't any questions or concerns.
Move to accept.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. We got Wade, McRae. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Project updates, discussion on possible action regarding standards and criteria. Have we got anything more on that we need to worry about? I know that we have done some.
You approved last time the slight change to the criteria. One is the public entity to give irrigation companies the full points than just municipalities. I believe we discussed the method to do that is the proportion of the shareholders that are involved in the application. Same thing with towns, if it's the whole town or just a portion of the town. That has been updated. And then we, instead of just the public welfare, we added a section for innovation. So that includes use of technology, reporting, and measurement. So those standards have been made. We have one... no new submittal. I know of two that have contacts, but they haven't formally submitted. Cottonwood Gooseberry is planning on putting in a kind of a feasibility study they want to come in for funding for. And down in Fairview, they want to do a water rights study, the irrigation company down there. But we have Twin Lakes here today who wanted to answer questions from the they had to submit a last Twin Creek, sorry.
Not a lake yet.
No. Sorry. Twin Lakes is where I was Monday. So it's in Idaho and it has its own source.
And it has water.
Sometimes. But they have their own. They're trying to build a dam similar to you guys for, and that's just not quite as long. So. The board had questions last time about the submittal of using concrete pipe versus another material.
Yeah, they changed that.
And I was just going to open up the board for questions to you, first of all, if you give you a chance to, what you're doing, what you're trying to do, how important it is to you. Make your case here to all the board.
Well, we talked about it before, and I don't know if you guys remember, but
we remember. I think everybody remembers it was concrete down by the high school, the schools and stuff.
And the concrete.
2,300 feet or something like that.
Yeah, it's just completely falling apart. It's causing havoc, and it would just be a lot better to have that in a pipe for safety and conserving water. So
it's not in pipe now?
No.
cement ditch, right?
Yeah, cement ditch. Yeah, that's the problem.
Remember they were the cement ditch is as old as you, right?
Probably double.
Oh, come on, I'm quiet.
It's older than me. I used to slide down.
So it goes right
down. So, okay.
They have changed. They sent in revised plans. JUB is their engineer. However, they haven't sent a revised cost estimate, and the whole point of changing the pipe was to see if the cost could change.
Right.
And so that's why the board had the question as well, could you do a revised cost estimate if it's not pressurized, which was the indication.
Right, it's not pressurized.
You know, why can't we do an HDP or an ADS pipe?
Right.
That would be a lot cheaper than RCP. And I think they had a total project cost just over $1 million. You've got a UDAF grant, water optimization grant, that pays for half, and they were asking for a quarter, so $250,000 from the board. But that was basically
about $250,000 for
that was where they were at before.
Yeah, that's where they're at, and that was for 2,300 feet.
Yep, of 18.
That's all we're looking at, right? Yeah. There's no other part of the project that we're doing.
No, there's little branches of it, and I think that was included, and then we were going to have some cement boxes for cleanouts or where water drains into this ditch off of other places.
Yeah, I can describe it. So if this is the cemetery right here, moving east to west, here's about 2,300 feet. Their total project had 24-inch HDPE, came down this 18-inch went this way, and then there's another line that went north on the one side of the highway.
Yeah.
But do you think you could reduce those costs if we lower, get your engineer to submit a new cost? Because they had that is what the board felt last time. They have plans to say HP, but in their submittal they just said, well, we feel it would change the project costs substantially. And that's where we pushed back and said, well, we think it will. Could you do a new cost estimate?
Well, and if you don't have to have it pressurized or anything, I mean, it'd be that... I'm not sure what it's called.
That's what I call it. Well, it's N60 ADS pipe, so it's smooth interior.
And ribbed on
ribbed
the outside.
Ribbed on the outside. Yeah. Doesn't have to have pressurized gaskets. Doesn't have to be butt fused. And it's 18-inch pipe, so I think it would be significant cost savings there.
So your engineering companies looked at it that way?
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't come up with a price?
No, they haven't changed price. And that's my question to you. I mean, this is all... their estimated costs. So when you put it out to bid and everything like that, is it just like a percentage you will go up to a certain amount of money? And
well,
and
I think that
we established that last time. What we said is, if your bid comes in under what your budget amount is, then you're fine. Then
right.
When you submit your invoice, the district pays whatever percentage that was agreed to. So in your case, it'd be whatever, that's a quarter percent, let's just say roughly. You'd submit those to Amanda, and then the district okays that payment on that invoice. That's how we described last time, and that way each funding agency pays a portion of each invoice, not we'll pay this one, you pay this one. It's right. Kind of an administrative nightmare.
From my feelings of doing it and being in the dirt business, I don't think it's going to cost anywhere near what they've estimated, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, so you got to get bids out and see what the
right.
materials cost, and then
because
you probably have a pretty good idea on the excavation and stuff. And no matter what you do excavation wise, you're probably about the same cost.
Yeah. Well, I think the cement pipe would have took
a lot more labor to install it.
Yeah, and that's what I had to explain to our engineer. So, and we were even willing as the irrigation company and the city, because we're going at this together, if we had to jump in and do some of the labor ourselves, we would, to keep the cost down.
So, anything else you want to tell us?
I know
you're supposed to convince us.
For a lot of us, it's hard to talk about yourself. Tell us why this project's important to you guys and the city.
Well, if we had a year, like with the cement ditch coming apart, then the ice creates, you guys all know how that works, it attaches to it anyways, and it's getting worse every year, so we get these floods of water and ice, then it plugs where it goes under 89, and then possibly flooding the cemetery or across the highway. And one of the branches of the lake that goes north for only a block is right next to their soccer field. And so we would really like to get that covered up so we don't lose a child.
No. So. And you got optimization funding, so... Because you only got water savings, you're increasing your water savings on that 2,300 feet, and that's about it, right?
Right.
So yeah, water that was submitted. The U.S. mandate save around 135 acre feet a year. So from that perspective, it's fairly low, but it was just for that portion of the project.
Yeah.
So there's water in it year round. No, there's high water and then winter water. And of course, if we get a cloud burst or something, that water has somewhere to go.
But when you say winter water,
is that livestock? For livestock, is that what you're
doing? Yeah, well, we have to, when we have to turn the water down, that's the ditch it goes down, where we can't store it all.
So that ultimately goes to the
sand pit. Yes.
Okay, so that's your overflow ditch for whatever you can't use other places.
Yeah.
And so in the winter, that's where the water goes
through
town. So it has water in it.
Yeah.
If there's water, it's got water in it all winter.
Yeah. We do have another ditch on the south side of town, but we have to split it because neither ditch is big enough to carry the full amount that comes down in the winter.
So with this 18-inch pipe, is that going to make it to where you can put it all in this ditch?
I don't think so. We'll still have to divide it and send some of it out south.
As I recall, you're just matching what crosses Highway 89.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't make it any bigger because of that constriction.
But I think, is it 24 to start with?
And yeah.
18 down further.
It's 24, and then we come north and splits. Right. That's where it goes to 18. And
so it crosses 89, and then is there pipe on the other side?
No.
It goes into a ditch.
It goes back into a ditch, and we haven't had as... But it's not a cement ditch down there that's fallen apart. It's a dirt ditch. And I would love to put everything through town in a ditch, because we did flood a basement a couple of years ago with the ice problem, but...
Think you flooded one last year?
Not this last winter, but the winter before.
Uh-huh. We didn't have ice last winter.
Here we had ice, just didn't have much.
So where's it cross 89?
Right next to the ball field, right there where the train cars are.
Mm-hmm.
Actually it turns and it does go into a pipe and follows the train cars, and then it goes down a little bit further and crosses the highway there by the new O'Reilly's.
So it's got to go through town.
Yeah.
After that.
Yep. So I'd love to, for there to be enough money to put the whole thing through town in pipe. But this is our problem area for right now. So
the highest public.
You should be all over that, Stan.
Get in the sand pit.
I'm waiting for you to speak.
Get in the sand pit, past the rock dam and West Point Canal.
Everyone past the rock dam.
Okay, back on the subject. So, any other questions?
Just before the board decides, would you like to have a revised cost estimate, or if they're close to getting bids, have an actual bid number come back to you?
I know what I'd like, but I want the board to say what they want.
Go ahead.
Because one's an estimate and one are facts. That's why I asked that.
You got any cost estimates on the pipe?
I haven't.
Well, they have a cost estimate on the total project. It's $1.2 million.
Just sounds. Well, First Irrigation did 1 mile of HDPE, 16-inch HDPE last year, a whole mile for $160,000.
Right, and that's where I feel this.
That just seems really high. Like JUB's like way over. Exaggerated the rest.
Well, that's what the board's been concerned about the whole time.
Right. Well, I mean,
and it's not that we're not willing to do the project and stuff. We're just trying to justify the costs.
I understand.
So can you put it out for bids before we make a commitment?
Yeah, I can get a few bids.
Because if you had fairly firm costs, I think the board would be
would feel better.
Would feel better about it, and that would let you know where you are with all the funding, because you can only get 50% with optimization. It doesn't matter what it is. So you're still going to need another 50%. So I think the board would be...
But yeah, the breakdown is they've got a $600,000 optimization grant, but that could get reduced if the bids come in lower.
Yeah, if it doesn't, if you don't spend the money, unless you can convince them to do more.
Yes.
More feet. More
right.
I mean, if you can keep your optimization grant at the $600,000 and then come in with costs and revise your contract with the department.
Now, they score just on their recommendation. The only project we've done this year approved so far is the master plan, and that was the score of 75. These guys, with our revised criteria, they were right at 75 as well. So they'd go up, actually, but it made 1 or 2 points only, because it is for the public good, but it's not for the entire town and not for the whole company.
Yeah, I mean...
So they're right in there what you previously approved, you know, scoring-wise. They're slightly under the horseshoe irrigation ones that are, you know, waiting for their matching funds to get straightened out.
So, board, let's have a motion on a direction. Or we can just say, this is what we want you to do. Come back when you're ready to really tell us what you need. I mean, that's up to... What do you want, board?
I think if you come back with this bid, I think that would help us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And under, I would say, with the idea that you're going to make the UDAF go as far as you can, you put your own skin in the game, so what the board has asked previously, because you're doing a quarter yourself, and so that meets all the existing board criteria.
Yep. And I would suggest going back to optimization. Well, looking at your bids and deciding, you know, getting an idea of what pipe's going to cost and everything, and then if you have a lot of money left over, I would suggest you go back to optimization people and see if you can use that and cover more. Because every foot you put in, you'll have the water savings for that foot of pipe, and plus the health, human health factor, and everything else in this community. So that's what I would suggest you do, and then come back to us.
Okay.
Because even you probably can get that before our next meeting, bids in and stuff. And
when is your next meeting?
It'll be the second Tuesday in September.
I say it was the 11th.
I think it's on the back of this, isn't it? September the 8th.
Okay.
So that's our next meeting. And if you could wind and have a pretty good firm idea on costs and stuff, then I think the board is ready to probably take action.
Okay.
And if you run into problems and you want to discuss it, get a hold of Brian or you call board members or whatever. But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I think that's the best way. I didn't know if the board wanted to vote, say they can give you a tentative approval to help you with the other discussions, but wait to see what those costs. That was our discussion last time.
So you got more questions for us, or you want to tell us more things?
No, I think that's
fine. Does that work for you?
Yes.
I mean, if you're getting your bids in and stuff, a month time with us should work into that schedule so you can put it in this fall.
Right.
Because that's what you want to do is put it in
before
winter comes.
Yep.
Of course, winter's going to come next week, right?
Sure, hope so.
If your project, we're willing to sacrifice. Thank you for your sacrifices. It brings winter.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. So if that's okay.
Yeah.
We appreciate you coming. And like I said, if you have questions and stuff, don't hesitate to ask us and stuff.
Okay.
because we're here to serve you and the rest of the public.
Okay. I'll get that stuff together. I'll get a couple. Is there a number of bids I need to get? Is it three?
I'd say your UDAF grant will have more
specifications. I can say that. I think that grant has your specifications on what you have to do. Yeah. And I think that will suffice for what we want, is if you're meeting those requirements for that grant, that we should be okay. But but with that said, we're going to leave that open-ended just a little bit to make sure. But yeah, I would go back to that grant, look at it, see what's required there and stuff. And I think that you've got your engineering, and I think that's part of what was required there, and you got your water savings, and but that's what we want as a board.
Okay.
For the, you know, to make sure that the project's going to work and so that our funds are well used. Like I said, we'd support going further.
Okay.
Anybody else? Is that it on new projects?
That's all. The other project I was talking about was Fayette Irrigation Company. They haven't finalized their application, but they're for canal piping was the other project I covered.
Okay. And I did receive a phone call from a Swan. Richard, was it? I think it was Richard Swan up in Hideaway Valley, Indianola area. And they're looking at putting in a drinking water well and laterals and the whole thing. And I suggested that they go to drinking water. He goes, I have no idea where I'm going or what I'm doing. I said, well, get a hold of drinking water, contact them. They will be able to tell you everything you need to do because you have to work with them because we won't fund anything that is not up to their specifications. So that's what I told him.
And SRF is not overly burned right now. You can go get an SRF loan from drinking water.
Yeah, but he wants grant. But everybody wants grant.
Oh, I know.
I said if you're as poor and everything as you say you are, you might can get a zero interest loan, which you can't complain about
nowadays.
At least
getting a loan's better than paying up from in the pocket.
Yep, and so we'll see if that comes. That's the only one I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, along that line, Justin had sent me the sheriff's sale of a bunch of water rights out there in that same area for auction by the sheriff. So I don't know what's going on, but I had 6 pages of water rights that are available, so I was going to report on that next time to see if there's any.
Yeah.
Just to track them, because I bet they then get involved with some change applications.
Yep, and that's really out of our drainage, but it's not out of our...
It's in the county.
It's in the county, but it drains into Utah Lake. Yeah. It's a Utah Lake drainage once it gets over Hilltop. But we're still involved with that area because of the county line. So
most times you don't have to stay for the rest of the meeting.
Oh, you can leave, you can stay. You're welcome to do whatever.
You're welcome to stay, but most guys take off when their business is done. So.
But you don't have to. I mean,
hang out for a little while.
Our change application, nothing's changed there. Monitoring of change applications. Did you guys talk about, I mean, I know that it said in there that we went to the hearing. You receive letters from water rights on an ongoing basis, right? One of you.
I don't receive anything.
Okay.
We just put them
but
here.
What we need to know, you need to open them and look at them and make sure that there's not a hearing.
Okay.
so that we
I haven't seen one like that I have opened.
Because that one should have had, we should have got a letter for that hearing, but.
And we only caught it because I flagged it. You can go in the water right and I just flag it.
Yeah. I'll make sure
to
look.
So from now on, when you open them, just look and make sure if there's a notice of a hearing and let us know.
Okay.
And look.
Is it on the front of it usually, notice of hearing? Because, yeah, I haven't seen
it. It'll say what it is, whether it's a notice or renewal.
Because most of them are just correspondence back from the division.
Right, that's what I've mostly seen.
But just look a little more
closer
to make sure that we're not missing hearings and stuff. Because it sure looks bad if we don't show up to a hearing. But, yeah. And if we have more notice, then we can have more communication. Because you were down there. You could have just been in that, and I didn't need to drive down there.
Drive down the hall.
Yeah, so, but I didn't know that.
Do you remember? Oh, that was the legacy.
Yeah.
I was just going to look up and see what they have for your address to make sure it's going to the right place.
Well, all this is coming. It's all coming to our new it's all coming to our new mailbox.
Okay.
Which is great because everything is. There's nothing coming to you personally anymore, right? It's all coming through the district.
Right, not going through the mailbox, and she's filling it with it.
So everything's, I think that's great. So it's all working. We just got to look a little closer and make sure that we don't miss a hearing.
Maybe they never showed you in the letter.
And maybe they didn't, but they're usually when you protest, you get a...
They're not sending an email.
No, they usually it's by letter.
They usually do it letter. They're still old school.
Okay.
But yeah, just make sure.
And so, it has happened. Sometimes a letter doesn't get to you, so you can then say, hey, if we wanted to add something to it, then they keep the record open because we didn't receive our letter.
But. So, Brian sent out this afternoon a list of the change applications that we have in the county and the ones that we're considering. You want to go over them?
Yeah, so there's only three this time. One is just 1 acre foot moving from the Sand Pitch River to an irrigation well. I think it's a well right by their house.
So an irrigation well, not a drinking water.
Yep. It says here the purpose is irrigation. The next one is Devil's Pass water rights moved from the Sand Pitch. It is for 1 acre foot, but it does say irrigation and domestic. And then the other one is M&M moving from... This one I don't think we need to protest. It's moving water from one ditch into the M&M company. It's all surface. It's not moving it to a well.
You're not increasing your acreage?
Well, you'd think since 1956 they'd get this right.
Well, I mean, I knew you would know the answer to that.
Yeah, that was a big one. It was like 13 CFS, but it looked like you were just moving it from one ditch to another.
It's already been moved from one ditch to another. And when they done it, they got the date wrong, so we had to refile. And this has only been going on, I kid you not, since 1956.
We've been working on the narrow since the 20s. You're a speedy one.
I tell you, I'm jinxed.
So that's the one that was the other day.
Just trying to get the dates right. The dates of the diversion.
I saw, like I said, I wasn't going to point any fingers, but it is M&M, and it was from a ditch to a ditch. So.
Yeah, but I knew who was on the board that has water in M&M, so I thought I could just ask the question.
Yeah. And then.
And he'd have to tell us he had a conflict anyway once we got, once we get into this, if we decided to do something.
So, yeah, the other two is if you want to protest them. They're small ones, they're 1 acre foot rides, but they are moving them from surface to wells.
Well, the problem with the...
So does it still have a on date and off date on an irrigation well, and like a domestic where they can pump all year long? Or
on the irrigation, it does. Domestic is year long.
Right, but with this one, that would be the case.
The one would be year round, right, and the other one would be an irrigation season. What was the irrigation season? I didn't even look at that.
Didn't even pull
it up. April 1st to October 31st.
It'd be the same,
like a normal.
It would be the same as their previous.
And they're going.
I think they're right now October.
They're 15. Their original war right is 1.31 acre feet, and they're going to 1 acre foot.
Yeah. So they took a slight trim on their conversion, probably for river losses.
And this is the sand pitch near Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
Well, it's north of Mount Fairview. Devil's Pass.
No, but
we're talking about the...
We're looking at the other culinary ones.
Sorry, I pulled up the Devil's Pass one.
Okay, yeah, then that one's... Devil's Pass is just north of Fairview.
The problem we have with Devil Pass is they do not let it down the sand pit. That water they're transferring.
They don't reduce their diversion.
They're having a hard time getting that through the net.
And they have a hard time physically changing their diversion to... You're supposed to take a little less, and they don't.
So when they transfer it, they just leave it in and keep using it.
The other one is 1 acre foot to 1 acre foot.
Yeah. But it's irrigation to irrigation. It's not domestic. So that's why you have the haircut, usually.
Yeah. Me, personally, I think we should protest both of them. But that's just me.
So... Well, irrigation, still they're going from surface to underground.
Yeah, they're going from an inconsistent to a consistent usage.
A consistent usage, and I don't know anything about how things work up there. I mean, are they getting their 1 acre foot every year?
No.
Well, they will after this is approved.
Well, yeah, that's the reason.
Remember the proposal last year was it proposed to move all of Gunnison Reservoir into a well. Remember? For that same principle.
M&M's getting really close to doing it. I think I'll talk to Nate to see if he'll help me.
Okay, back to where we're at.
Boy, you don't like the side meetings today.
I've been told that I need to be more efficient at running meetings, so I'm trying to do a better job.
That is not what you were told.
You're not the only person that talks to me.
You were told that we finished faster. That was what you were told.
Yeah, but I'm not here, so I'm trying to do a better job.
Well, I mean, but to me, like, I really want to understand, you know, as we protest these, you know, the very specific rationale. And so this first one, the rationale here is there's just no way.
It's a more secure.
Well, yeah, there's no way they're getting their full right now.
They're probably not even getting water now, the truth be known.
Well, that'd be my guess.
They probably haven't had water all year.
Well, and that's the reason they're doing this.
Yeah. Because there's a trend started.
And then the second one, I assume they're in the same boat. They're at least taking a little bit of a haircut, but.
Yeah, they're not. They're getting like 5%. Is what they should be getting.
Well, but on average, if you took a 20-year
average, they're probably 50%
over 20 years.
If that.
Well, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I think you're giving them the benefit of the doubt.
We don't know if you.
So that's one way to expand your water right there is to.
Yep.
Hence, if you guys tell me, I will protest it because the deadline's tomorrow.
I'll make a motion that we protest it.
I will second the motion that we protest both change applications A54816 and A54853.
Okay. So you don't want to do A54884?
You got three
of
them.
You couldn't resist, could you? That's a joke.
That one appears to not be expanding any water rights.
It is, from our analysis, it was just cleaning up an already existing system, tapering what's being done in practical terms.
So based on that, I wouldn't see the rationale in protesting it.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries.
Yeah, it would be nice to see both of them show historical documentation as to the actual delivery over the past 15 to 20 years.
We can get that out of the distribution meeting. It's all there.
And substantiate the, why they should be getting guaranteed 1 acre foot going forward if the historical delivery does not meet that.
Okay. Anything else? So there was brought up last time that maybe we should start looking at some of the well-to-well changes applications.
We'd bring those before the board. We put that on our notice to track. There just weren't any this time.
Okay. So that's, you're in the process of doing that, yeah, and everything. Because I do know that...
What criteria are you going to be filtering for?
What brought that up, if I remember right, is there's some of these wells up down the county that are secondary water rights, supplemental water rights, that through history have become primary water rights,
yeah,
through habit. And it's only supplementary, and some of that's starting to get transferred and having a primary use. That's where that conversation comes from.
No, well, I'm fine with it. I do know that, we've got this groundwater study, and...
Are we filtering specifically for that, then?
As
supplemental
of last
primary?
Well...
That's what the discussion came from, because we had one water right that was, historically, it was supplemental, and then they had changed a well, and then they were moving the well. And so we're like, wait, that was kind of a lesser water right to begin with. How come now it's a higher?
Now it's going to be a primary full-time right.
Mm-hmm. You'll get your full water supply versus people who they're shut off. When it was in basis based on water coming from the river, from the Sevier River.
So will that be the defining criteria of what gets flagged?
No, there's a lot of criteria we look at, but that's one of the ones we were just...
Well, I mean, we'll have a flag to be brought to the board.
Yes. Okay. What we're looking at is just when it's a well-to-well, what was the base water rights that it came from?
Because we weren't really looking at them too much before.
Yeah, it was already in groundwater, we weren't looking at them.
Okay. Well, it's taken us a little time to refine our process from the surface to groundwater, and it's okay to expand. And I think it's good now where the groundwater study is, I mean, our model and everything's pretty well
completed. It's just
to where we can start plugging some of this information into that model and seeing how it looks and works. Because yep. I do know that over in my area that there's several homes that are dry now. You know,
just this year?
Yeah, this more this year. Yeah,
dry because they're sucking air.
Yep, because the water, groundwater's dropped, and
so what are they doing?
They're hauling water.
You either got to haul water, or you dig your.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's real or if we're just sinking. What's going on? That's
no, no. This is documented.
It's legit.
It's legit that wells are going dry. I don't know where you are in Spring City on any of those outside of Spring City.
Well, there's so many factors to why a well goes dry.
Exactly. That's why we have the model ready, but it's all location specific when you apply it. Because you recharge, your groundwater level are all highly site specific.
Yeah, I mean, you can drill a well and not have good water and drill a well 100 feet away and hit a good seam.
Yeah.
So if a well goes dry, it's not because the aquifer went down. It's just there's not a bad seam.
So well, it depends on.
So it could dry, be either way. It definitely had to go down, so there's got to be some water reduction. Yeah.
But why?
Yeah. Is it based on
your
well?
You could have a seismographic shift that closed a vein off that was a very poor vein when they hit it.
Or you can have a horrible winter and you don't have the recharge.
You don't have the recharge, and then you've got, and you got a lot more irrigation wells running this year, so it's pulling a lot more water. And
like like I said, there's a variety of factors, but the model is completed, the base model, you know, for all the inflows and things, and the period of record are all entered, so now it's available to make specific decisions and analysis.
So, okay. So when are we going to take some time to really look at this model and decide how, educate us uneducated people on how it works and how we can utilize it and see it in action?
Two ways. One is if there's a particular change application we want to look at, see if there's impacts, because you see the well impact. Secondly is we talked about talking to all the stakeholders, you know, that's why we had that original meeting, and get a county-wide kind of needs and basis, you know, who's water rich, who's water poor, what can we do to use that model to evaluate those needs. And so the next one is, what if it's all right, if the board's okay, the phase two would be then collect and get a policy, you know, get the stakeholders at all. That's why we had that beginning meeting at the college. Talk to them and say, this is what our future forecast needs are, and with the county, and then use the model to evaluate those needs and say, well, that's okay, that's going to be a problem. Spring City will have to send water to Fairview because they can't get it, or Moroni with needs of some, you know, is okay, would have to limit local source, and then that's what I would say when you can do that, Jay. But that's the phase two, we said.
Okay. And so we need to set up a meeting like we had before. And also, I think it would be very good, and Justin's not here because he ran into problems, but I think it would be good to have this on our wet day as one of the...
That's what I was thinking.
So is this something that we can't go through as a board to have an understanding of it before that?
We can.
Well, I think that's the reason I'm saying we can take it out to the public, but we as a board need to understand this model to where you feel comfortable with it so that when you get questions and the bigger stakeholders or the county as the public itself starts asking, you could say, no, this is what it does, it doesn't do this, and we can do this, we can look at your small drainage and we can give you a pretty good idea of what's happening.
Let me propose this. At next board meeting, then, I will bring our modeling groundwater person. He can explain the whole model and show you what the results are. And that would be so that you are informed to answer questions, which then wet day would be two board meetings after that, basically, right?
Yeah.
I would like that because then we can see it, we can poke a few holes in it.
Well, you know, and we had it up here one day. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's his name, brought it and showed us?
Ben.
Ben showed us, but now that it's complete, right?
Yep.
Unless we find something that needs to be adjusted, but that's just part of how things work.
Yeah, that's if we find better data or newer data, we'll add it into it.
So.
All right, I will schedule that and get us, we'll carve out some time on the next agenda if you'll give that. We'll do a presentation of the board and then take questions.
So, board members, the question is, do we want to have a work session before our board meeting to do this in, or do we want to do it during our board meeting or work session after?
How long is it going to take?
Give us half an hour.
It's going to take at least a half hour. I bet
you take
longer than
that.
I can say I'm thinking you're going to be an hour of time you get discussion going.
Half an hour presentation and then 15, 20 minutes to half hour for questions.
So we're adding an hour to the board meeting. And I think
really fast will be all right.
Well, can you come earlier or can you stay later?
Stay later.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just asking because, and if you guys don't want to stay later, you can be excused.
If you find modeling of subsurface water flow fascinating, yeah.
Well, but I mean, I just...
We're going to talk about Darcy's Law. We're going to talk about gradients.
So exciting.
It's going to be
You're going to have to dumb this down.
That was the dumbed down version.
But keep working on it. Okay, so we're good on that, and we'll just plan that way.
Do you want it at the end of the agenda, or do you want
that's what Wade asked for.
No, I want the beginning of the agenda when I'm fresh.
Seriously.
Don't look at me that way.
Well, I know what I heard, and I know what you mean, so now we got to have a discussion, because our board meeting starts at 6:30. If we want this for
okay,
a work...
We'll start that at 7 o'clock then. We'll be through everything else in 30 minutes.
Okay. We better close the meeting. Because we're
so
late already.
So what is written, let it be done, right? Is that what the saying is?
We'll be all right. We'll figure it out.
Well, I mean, I think we should plan to have the work portion at the end so that anybody that's here for other stuff, they don't need to stay, but they are welcome to stay. I mean, because it is a public meeting. Okay, outreach and education. Anything, how's our website stuff coming? I guess I should ask, how's our website stuff coming?
Well, you know as much as I do.
It's up and running, so that's great. It's up and running. You can go on and access it.
I've got two things I can add to that. As we've got two little, doesn't require any coding. I have them on my website right now. And they're just little, we can put them on the website and it shows, one is it just does a summary of all the projects, and then one shows a map and how much has been completed, and it shows a map of where the projects are and a little summary of it. So that's already ready to go and can link to the website.
I think that'd be good to add that.
That would be really good to show that we're doing things.
And so we have
the public can just click on it.
Right now he has it set up where it links to my company's website, and then that's on, I have just a Sampi Water page, and so that's on there. But we just thought, let's remove the one middle step and have it just be as a click on.
Yeah, because that's what we want our web page to be.
And
more
it's not in coding. I looked at it. They can literally just reference each other. That way we update it as we get projects. And
oh, that'd be great. So I don't. I was hoping Scott was here, but I was trying to reserve the room for wet day, and he trying to get that code so we could get the discount. And then he called. They were asking if we were a really county entity, then we get it for free, or we are we not.
No, we're a county entity.
That's up to the county commissioners. So,
but we're fine paying too.
Yeah, he said. Well,
but there's a discount for public entities.
He said there's a discount if you're like a nonprofit, but if you're a county entity, we could give it for free. Oh,
Scott. Tell them we're a county entity and let them decide.
Yeah, because we are a .gov.
I was talking to Kevin.
We are a county entity.
He asked me, and I said, well, I can ask.
Well, it's in the title. It's the Sampi County.
We are county. We're appointed by the county. I don't know.
And we're appointed.
Well, just try to get the application in and stuff and put down that we are an entity and let it go from there.
Yeah.
All right.
It doesn't really get much.
He was asking him, like, I'll
have him ask Scott. He'll see him in meetings.
Oh, I'm so sorry he wasn't here.
He's getting wined and dined. He'll come back wearing fancy clothes and stuff.
All right.
Okay. Anything else on outreach and education? Okay.
Did they get the agenda? You got the agenda kind of put together?
I think Justin's getting it put together. You know,
well, he's working on his vendors, right?
That's what he's working on now, and trying to figure out how we can get vendors. And
wouldn't hurt to have a little flyer that to give to these businesses, because you try and explain it to them, and they don't understand.
Just a blank letter.
Yeah, maybe we're just not talking to the right people, but
okay.
And something to get it out to the irrigation companies.
Yes.
What's the best way to get it to irrigation companies, do you think?
Yeah, both of your irrigation companies. Yeah. How would you get information on this, receive it? How would you like to receive it?
I just send it from my email. My horse irrigation email.
Okay.
Battery board member represents an area, they can contact them too.
Yeah. I mean, because.
But I think there needs to be multiple ways.
Yeah. But with a good agenda and what we're covering, so that they know.
And we can take and put it in the Sam Pete, whatever.
Messenger?
No, the one that comes out.
The pyramid?
The pyramid.
So that goes to everybody.
That goes to everybody in the county. And we can.
If you don't reach out and personally contact the irrigation companies, I doubt they're going to get it.
No, we know that, but we're going to do it on multiple levels. We will reach out. But
I worked with Justin. We got what we could, all the emails we could for the irrigation companies.
And this is a work in progress. It'll grow. Okay. There's nothing really on the Narrows other than we're in another lawsuit because we love lawsuits.
I have one thing on the Narrows.
Okay.
That I sent out an email to everyone. I did receive for wetlands delineation work two proposals. One from MN Engineering and one from BioWest. One is for $16,000.
And the other is for like seven.
$7,600, so it's just under half. But for that scale of work, BioWest is the firm who did all the work before. They included more fieldwork days, more mapping, and more time to get with the Corps, being that this is essentially going to the Corps and is going to be the basis for doing our permitting.
Mm-hmm.
If the board is okay, I would like to approve the BioWest one.
And it's a cheaper one, isn't it?
The other one looks very bare bones. They only have one day of field work. And so.
Because BioWest was the first one that was in the email,
It was the bigger one.
It was the bigger mm-hmm. cost.
Yep, it was the PDF. The other one was the Word file.
Oh, okay.
And they have the data from the last time.
They do, and they've been up there several times before. They did the delineation before. But they have, in their estimate of what it's going to take, I think more closer to what it's going to take to deal with the core. The other one did what we asked for, but it's just the bare minimum.
I know.
It is. They have one day of field work, and then they're writing a report. I think we're going to have tweaks. We're going to have follow-ups. We're going to have conversations with the core. And we're going to need a good partner for that science because what the Corps told us is they basically, for the reservoir at least, 404 permit, they want a new EIS, a Corps-based EIS.
Of course they do.
Yeah. The fourth one or fifth one, what are we on? Version what?
Those were Bureau of Reclamation's EIS, and even though they were cooperating agencies, anyway, this removes that obstacle, and I think our person you're going to select is going to be working on a lot of other tasks to get that permitting done for the science.
Well, and I mean, even if we went with the other one, they would say, well, this is what we agreed on. This is what was in the contract.
Exactly.
And therefore, we have all this added expense, so it's going to be this much per day, this much per hour, this
exactly.
much.
I think it'll be more. These guys, they said it's going to be 2 10-hour days to go do the field work. We're going to do the mapping especially. These guys just said they'd write a report, not mapping. The mapping is how we're going to prove our data to the core. We're going to say.
Well, yeah, that's what we have to do, and especially with the high water mark and, you know, the floodplain and all that.
So you prefer the BioWest, right?
I think that's closer and even though it's almost double.
Well, basically,
it's going to be when you're done, you're going to spend the same amount of money, and they seem to understand the issues up front.
So, and that is who we've used before.
And they are familiar with your project and have been up here before.
Well, then the way they word this is the total project cost to actually exceed.
Yes.
$16,000.
That's what I was going to say. Also, if they do it cheaper, we will spend less.
Yeah. But
so they're already taking into account contingencies.
Yeah, and you can see they've broken out in.
Yeah, they broke it out into three different sections.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion that we hire BioWest to
Yeah, I would just add them as a sub-consultant to our existing narrow.
As a sub-consultant project to our narrow.
Second.
Okay, second, Sam. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll take care of that. And okay, anything from the public?
Yeah, so last month I was the one that brought up what I feel is the importance of also looking at possibly protesting well-to-well change applications.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'd bring some examples this month, and I only look at change applications within the Horseshoe service area.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Horseshoe's use area is any different than the entire Champy area 65. And so, I mean, there's three, I mean, I protested them, but I think there's huge value to the district protesting them as well. And I talked to Hayden Coombs down at Richfield and expressed my concern about how do you dry up? So if you're going from a well that's irrigating this ground and you move it to, and then say the well was supplemental to land that was adjudicated in the Koch decree. To me, it's supplemental. If it's water on the same ground that was adjudicated in the Koch decree, it's supplemental in nature. So if you move that to ground that's never been watered and was not in the Koch decree, you're going to increase your acreage. And so I asked Hayden, I said, how do you account for that? Because you're going to increase your adjudication. And he says, if it is a supplemental water right, they won't approve it, which I don't believe, because I see them approve supplemental water rights. And one of the examples is a well below Mount Pleasant that was supplemental to Pleasant Creek. And that, I mean, the certificate that was issued for the appropriation specifically says in here that it was supplemental to Pleasant Creek's shares. So it's a supplemental water right. Well, the division has approved 18 change applications off of that well. And no ground has been dried up. And the majority of those wells are on for new homes in areas that was never watered. The other example is in Spring City, there was a well drilled as a supplemental well within city limits. It was part of the Severe River Decree. It was supplemental. Well, they did a change application to move it to some other ground that was within the Severe River adjudication, which is fine. But then they've recently done a third change application to now move it to ground that has never been watered. And so I protested it on the basis of how you're going to cease the watering of that ground when you're moving it from ground that has a primary water right and you're moving it to ground that has never been watered. You're increasing your adjudicated acreage. And just this last week, the third example is there's another wells, flowing wells, again, it's supplemental to the Severe River Decree. They filed 12 change applications just this week, moving from that flowing well to 12 homes, and those flowing wells are supplemental.
I was going to bring that up. That's the four. I agree with your assessment. In the old days, it was you had a 40-acre piece. It was watered by a canal. And then it had a supplemental well, some, you know, late season, or if the canal didn't, then you use supplemental. And it was all a mixed bag. You had them all together. And then the state started peeling them apart and giving, well, 5 acres went to the well, 35 acres went to the, you know, and that's how they went forward. And that's not how supplemental rights were treated in the decrees. And I agree, you're expanding your acreage that way.
Yeah, and a lot of these wells, they weren't filed and they weren't documented as supplemental, but if you look at them, it's obvious they were supplemental because they're supplementing acreage that was adjudicated in the Koch decree. So how could it not be supplemental? The one from the Mount Pleasant well is specifically stated in the certificate from the appropriation that it was supplemental. The other two examples, it doesn't specifically state, and the one's a diligence claim. No, they're both diligence claims. And diligence claims never get certified. They never get evaluated. They never get approved. They're just, I file an application because I can say that I've been using this water. But now you're changing that diligence claim, which is supplemental to ground that was part of the River Decree, and now you're moving that from a part-time supplemental to a full-time domestic. And I think if the district does not protest those, I think you're missing the mark, because I think those have as much potential to increase the adjudication as surface water to wells.
Yeah, and that should be a part of it, and we could protest that because we said, hey, if you're moving it to a different place, then you got to document your retirement acreage.
And the protest in this last report, they're moving it from irrigated acreage that's serviced by horse irrigation to ground that has never been watered.
Yeah.
I think the division should make the applicant show up front the ground that's going to be dry. The problem with the division is they say in the approval that you have to cease from diverting and cease from watering this ground, but they never follow up on it.
So that's done all, when it's certificated, then it's supposed to be all done, but it's never really documented.
When they proof it, it's supposed to be done during the proof, and they never proof up. They never show in the proof that the ground was...
Was the well was capped. The ground, There's, for example, there's one, I included these on the summary sheet I sent you. There's a gentleman by Kenton Worthington. He has 8 change applications. They're all for one?
Yeah, 12.
Well, there was just 8 in this last period. There's probably 4 more.
Yeah, all 12 were filed the same day.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's maybe my print sheet.
I'm not
anyway.
Going to protest them all, but...
And they're moving well to well, and I hadn't gone through what the basis was, but I suspected they were, and so that's why I left them on the sheet for you to see.
But they're showing well to well, so under the current criteria, you would protest.
So we changed that last week.
Well, that's what, now that we voted and we changed to look at that, I'll go look at these.
Yeah, I guess we did change that last week.
I don't think we changed last week because it wasn't on the agenda. That's why it was on the agenda for this meeting.
Okay.
Yes. That's why we changed it last week.
You told me you changed it. So.
Well, we had the discussion.
We need a motion to look at, evaluate, and protest
well-to-well
applications depending on
our
criteria.
Flag. The supplementary stuff.
Yep, the criteria we have, they're based on supplementary or their, what's their initial basis?
And I would say if it appears that it's potential supplementary, I would put in the protest that it appears supplemental and make them prove that it's not.
Yep, I agree. It's easier just to say that. That way you're part of the record.
Yes.
So that was my mistake, gentlemen, so we need a motion. Don't get too excited.
I'll make a motion that we look into the supplemental wells, well-to-well transfers.
I think what you want to say is you want a motion to protest well-to-well applications that meet the criteria that we as a board have set up. That means we can wiggle that and make it a little different.
You can change the direction as you come in.
As we need.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Do we need to specify the supplementary stuff in?
Well, that's why you said it's based on direction you give, and right now that is the cases
is
for supplementary.
Criteria.
I left it a little open-ended so we can adapt and change it a little. That's the reason I suggested that. So, any question on the motion or anything? Any discussion, I should say? Then, let's vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Thank you.
I think if this is really important that we do this kind of stuff, I think it's important that it's coming from the district. I hope it has a value. But I guess time will tell.
Well, if you don't protest it, then the state will just
ignore you and just let it happen.
But I think that's what I'm saying. Someone's got to bring that to the forefront, and I think we should have a little, especially with your study and everything, I think it's important that we do this.
Yeah, I think this is all fitting together on what our responsibility and duty is as a board. And we're getting the tools, better tools, so that we have better information so our protests can be more refined on what we're protesting. And then the division will have to decide if they're going to answer to our protest. But we'll be on the record, and then if something comes up down the road 20 years from now, this board can...
I wish
can
we
be
were
an active,
2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, this should have been happening forever, but it'll get us to where whoever's on this board, that this board has the power and authority to continue with
kind
legal actions on those issues. So, okay. If there isn't anything else, we need to probably go into a closed session, so we need to, somebody needs to make that motion.
I'll make a motion that we go into closed session to discuss upcoming litigation. And the other verbiage that goes along with it.
Okay.
All second.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thanks for what you bring up.
Okay.
I'll get upset.
So we had a second, right?
Yeah.
Jay's in favor.
Stan, yes.
Wade, yes.
Gray, yes.
Matt, yes.
Okay. We're going out of flow, open, and going to close.